You're listening to the Ideas Energized podcast powered by LARDA Institute. LARDA is a Los Angeles-based nonprofit organization whose mission is to help entrepreneurs bring their early-stage innovations in agriculture, energy, science, and technology to global markets. Learn more at larda.org. That's LARTA.org. This episode is part of a special series that will preview the topics and people that will drive the important discussions at this year's Ag Innovation Showcase, which will be held virtually for the first time this August 27th and 28th. Our hosts for the special series are Michael Reed Dimock and Roger Wasson. Michael is the host of the podcast Flipping the Table, featuring honest conversations about food, farming, and the future. Roger is the host of Farm to Table Talk, which brings listeners ideas, insights, and journeys from farm to table. This series was made possible through the sponsorship of OCP North America, the U.S. subsidiary of the OCP Group, a global leader in plant nutrition and soil fertility solutions.
Welcome to Ideas Energized, powered by the LARTA Institute. This is a podcast featuring innovators who will share their latest initiatives at LARTA's upcoming Ag Innovation Showcase, live online August 27 and 28. I'm Michael Reed Dimock.
And I'm Roger Wasson, and we are your hosts for a series of conversations that will whet your appetite for much more from the people and enterprises on the cutting edge of agriculture.
Today, we engage Robert Luo, who is the co-founder and CEO of Vitero, a biotech company that rescues food waste to turn it into usable fibers and biopolymers to replace plastics in the fashion, medical, and packaging industries. Robert is a young entrepreneur who started his first tech company, a chat app, while a sophomore at USC, which he sold after 14 months for $300,000. He and a partner want to solve the global food waste problems and be part of the solution to climate change. The company they created, Vitero, has a product line that includes a travel bag made from cork and recycled plastic, a shirt made from rescued spoiled milk, and now packaging.
You know, Robert, it's great to have you join us here for Ideas Energized. So we're going to start off with, tell us more about your business. Michael got into it a little bit, but we want to hear some more and the ideas that you're going to be bringing to the Ag Innovation Showcase.
Absolutely. Thank you, Michael, for the warm introduction. My company, Vitero, is always looking for innovative strategy to reduce food waste and at the same time solving a bigger problem, which is plastic. And we hope to showcase our fiber that's made from milk waste and also our packaging film made from whey protein. Whey protein is usually the byproduct of yogurt and cheese production. And this is a prototype that we created. Looks like a saran wrap from plastic, but it's made from whey protein. And we will showcase both products.
Well, that is really interesting. Back up on that one a little bit. Say the one you just held up. You said it was from what products?
Whey protein.
Whey protein. No, okay. So give us a short run through on that. How does it... In what shape does the material come to you? Where does it come from? And walk us through just a little bit of getting to that point.
As for our packaging, we use the whey, acid whey from yogurt production, which is the byproduct of yogurt production. And we extract the whey protein from the liquid waste that's been generated. And we have to purify all these unwanted substances and blend with our working solution to eventually press the solution into the film, into the packaging film that I just showed you.
And so does that packaging film go around produce and other products, or is it used in the fashion industry?
It's mostly used for food packaging. So think of the saran wrap that we have at home. We can replace that. And right now we are in collaboration with Dole, the banana and pineapple company, to hopefully help them make a transition.
Okay, so is this product, does it compost? Is it compostable?
Ideally, it is biodegradable, and for compost, we will have to do more testing.
Uh-huh. But the goal is to make it that way.
Yes.
So that's really interesting. So what else do you have in mind when you look at the products like you've just described? But what are what's the frontier in this product area that you're working on and that you see having the potential to be developed in the near future?
Yes. So dairy waste is just the beginning. It's not the end. And the reason why we started with dairy is because my uncle's dairy farm that I visited in 2018, I witnessed buckets and buckets of spoiled milk. So I want to help him out by solving a solution for him. but our end goal is to turn any type of protein-based food waste into sustainable polymer or fiber that can be used to replace petroleum-based materials.
So explain to folks that might be listening, you know, the idea of a polymer. Are these chemical engineers? Who is creating these materials for you?
We have a team of engineers. My co-founder, Daniel, he has material science and chemistry background. We also have PhD material scientists, chemistry professors, molecular engineering professors helping us with our technology.
Wow.
You know, Robert, when you talk about this starting with dairy, I think about how so many of the products anymore that you try to identify it back to even the farm it came from. But now I'm envisioning that you could even have the wrapping of what the packaging and so forth. And it's an interesting vision of the future that you not only would know where the food was produced and who the farmers were that produced, but who's really contributing to the packaging, to the wrapping. It's pretty incredible.
Absolutely. I mean, think about it. The two most polluting industries are fossil fuel and fashion. And we hope that our solution can help both industry to make a greener change, a more sustainable change.
And when you say the fashion industry, you mean because of all of the material that's made from oil? Is that the primary cause of that pollution?
Correct. So the material, polyester, acrylic, and the dyeing process as well. So the entire fashion supply chain, there are many components, and each component contribute to a certain amount of carbon footprint.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's really interesting because does this have a textile application then at some point?
Yes. I'm showing you the fiber that we created and that can be made into t-shirt, like the one I'm wearing.
Yeah.
So we tend to think that what's renewable for clothing and textiles is like certainly wool, maybe mohair from goats, cotton, you know, and then there's a few other products that are natural right now. But what you're opening in a whole new area when you can contribute, you know, at that end, and you're replacing, you know, some of these polypropylene type of products. It's really intriguing.
Yes, sir. And we definitely believe that all the protein that we have from leftover food or unwanted food, they can have a new purpose, not going to landfill or burn for methane, but made into product that we can wear, can carry every single day.
And so talk to me about the market. You mentioned that Dole is interested. Are there other, I mean, the produce industry is huge. There's amazing, I mean, you go to the grocery store and you see tons of packaged product now, particularly with COVID. I mean, everyone's wrapping their vegetables. So is that your target market? Is that where you're going?
We're going first with the food packaging film industry. And we think this industry is really the hardest industry for anyone to join. Because as you can see, currently there are a lot of alternative solutions to plastic, but most of them are used in grocery bags because there's a less requirement for water vapor and oxygen barrier. Whereas for this film, packaging has really strong and high requirement for that. At the same time, it needs to be flexible and biodegradable. And a lot of current solutions such as PLA, PHA, PBAT, they are not flexible enough to sustain the requirement of industry. And we believe that our solution can solve this problem.
Well, you know, we have an advantage that the people listening to this don't have because we're actually able to have a conversation and see what you're saying. But most of the people are just listening to you. So you keep holding up a product that we're looking at that looks very similar to cellophane.
Yeah. It's about 8 inches, 9 inches long and about 5 inches, 6 inches tall between your two hands. And I can see right through it. I can see your face and it looks just like cellophane, just like Roger said. And you know, one thing I wanted to mention is I was doing some research on you last night. I was fascinated by the fact that, you know, at one point you use recycled plastic and then you kind of changed your view on plastics. You said that, you know, plastics, you know, you can recycle them, but then you still have this problem with microplastics all around the planet. Can you talk about that?
Absolutely. As you mentioned, the first product we made was a bag, a cork bag made from ocean plastic. But we realized that recycling plastic creates the same issue as virgin plastic. At the end of the day, they're still plastic. And when we wash off these plastic, it forms microplastic that are impossible to source or to recycle. So that will cause a lot of problems. So my idea started to generate toward replacing plastic, rather than recycle plastic.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, that's really interesting too, because there was a time where everybody thought, oh, great, plastic's the future, like back in the days of The Graduate or something. And but lately,
you're dating yourself, Roger. That was 1963.
I know. I think the older people told me about it. It must have been that. Anyway, the days when plastic was the future. And it's a concern to a lot of people for the reasons that you're mentioning right now. So you don't expect to have any of these sort of pollution effects of the remnants of this material if it, I don't know, gets in the ocean or gets out into the environment somehow?
One key core value of our product is it has to be biodegradable or compostable or even edible at some point. So it does no harm to the marine life or to any organisms that consumes it.
Wow. So that is the vision, to create things that could be edible or completely recyclable or compostable. Is this a crowded marketplace? I mean, are you in a space in the sector, the food industry, where there are lots of people working on this that you're competing with? Is this a place where you might be bought or you might buy some other companies?
Right. So we're seeing more and more companies that are targeting biomaterial industry. And there are companies that are using coconut to create fiber, using banana peel to create fiber. And what we want to do is use the food waste for protein to create fiber. I mean, we're very happy that more and more players are joining us. And we want to open an industry where our supply chain, the upstream resource, can be secured. Also, our downstream buyer can also be our supplier, literally. But that is a whole new game-changing standpoint that we try to portray, a perfect circular economy per se.
Yeah, and one thing that struck me about the work that you do, the fact that you are a young man, the beginning of your career really, but truly an entrepreneur, your father was an entrepreneur, you're an entrepreneur, and you have a very positive view and a belief, a deep belief that business and industry can solve the problems of today. Is that true?
That is absolutely true. And I really believe that this comes about from the environment that we're living in. That sustainability or eco impact is not an option anymore. It is a must. In my generation, we don't have to worry about going to war or be fed, be hungry. We have to worry about first about us and about the environment that we're living in. How can we build a better future for our generation and the generation that's after us?
Well, one other confession I have to make about the fact that we're doing Zoom and we're able to see you is we could see that you're wearing a T-shirt that you said that was also made out of that material as well. I'll tell you, come back and join us when you're able to say where people can get that T-shirt if they want.
Yeah, you'll be wearing that probably at the when you do your presentations for the Ag Innovation Showcase, correct?
I will.
Yeah, and are you going to make them available online for people?
They are available online today.
Okay, tell us how to get to those shirts. Or I'm going to get myself one.
You can visit our website, www.mitero.com, MITERO.com. And we are giving 35% off for this month because it's National Ice Cream Month.
I tell you what, it's exciting. I like your attitude, and I think that this whole area of all these different things, like I said, not only knowing your farmer, but know something that has that kind of agriculture roots, are able to come up and deal with packaging and clothing and a full range. So congratulations on a really, really creative approach.
Robert, I have another question for you. I was also reading about this project you have where you're planting trees. Could you tell us about that?
Yes. So for every product that we sell, we plant 15 trees with Eden Reforestation Projects.
Wow. And where is that done? Where are those plantings happening?
They're planting in 6 countries. So in Nepal, Madagascar, Indonesia, and I forgot the other 3 on top of my mind. But they're planting in places that are mostly impacted by deforestation.
Fantastic. Which is a way to capture carbon.
Yes.
Right. Growing trees.
Yeah, we're glad you're going to come and share some excitement with people at the showcase.
Yeah, that is fantastic. And is there anything else you want to share with us before we sign off?
I think we have a great conversation, and I really hope that our work can inspire more people to join this field. We don't want to be the only one that are doing this work. I hope the youngster that are listening to this podcast, I hope that they can reach out to me, reach out to my colleagues, and love to share what we do, and hopefully give them some guidance on what they can do in the future.
And maybe that you'll meet some of those people at the showcase. That's what it seems to me. There's some real opportunity there.
And maybe we'll order a t-shirt.
Yeah, I'm definitely gonna tonight.
Down for a t-shirt too.
Yeah. Well, Robert, we really appreciated your time. You're giving us a scoop, about what you're going to be delivering at the Ag Innovation Showcase, which will happen for all those listening on August 27 and 28. And please, we want our listeners to join us. There's going to be a next episode of Ideas Energized.
And it's pretty easy to learn more about the Ag Innovation Showcase. You can find all there is to know about when it's going on, where it is, how to register, and so forth, just by going to Ag Innovation Showcase. It's agshowcase.com, agshowcase.com, and check it out, sign up, and join them. So until next time, we thank you for listening.